Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I'm going to let you know that being in Yellowstone National Park and I could take you to a specific place where I could sit by the bank and watch trumpeter swans. Besides being scenic, tranquil, great photography images, just like I'm picturing all this in my mind because Yellowstone's also one of my favorite places in the world. But today we're going to turn our attention to the mute swan, which was an introduced species in America. It was brought over by the aristocrats many years ago, and they literally bought them for their ponds, sort of in an ornamental way. It's beautiful to see them in open spaces with their cygnets, which are their babies, as they follow behind, always at a great distance. Now, you're used to like this picture in your mind of what a swan looks like, and that's where it comes from, the mute swan. They have this S-curved neck and the orange bill. And in so many ways, you've seen them in paintings. They're depicted, but as a beautiful, calm, tranquil bird, like the trumpeter. But I'm going to tell you, Think about this. The mute swan is 5 feet tall. He has a massive wingspan of 7.5 feet wide. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. You can find the mute swan from salt ponds to any inland water across America. Well, my adventure began on this day by an invitation of science minds. My good buddy Don invited Frank, the Featherman, and of course me, Joey B. It would be a lunch out on the water. Don has a summer home on a lake. It would also, he said, it's a bring your own kayak day. And since I have a fleet, we can bring kayaks for everyone because my truck holds up to 4. No big deal. Well, my fishing rod goes with me everywhere I go. That's just sort of who I am. And Frank is also an avid fisherman. And the Featherman, with a name like that, what else? He's a birder. He brings his binos. And Don would just simply be our guy. But I shouldn't say simply. He's just a true gentleman, a mentor to me for many years. And we were going to go out and paddle and have a little lunch. Well, we get out there and we're paddling and just sort of enjoying each other's company. A couple conversations going on. I'm fishing for a little bit. Frank's fishing for a little bit. And the Featherman says to me, give me that rod. I hand him my rod. And again, Mike and I grew up for many years together, and I know he's not a big-time fisherman. And I'm saying within 2 minutes, he hooks into a Lunker largemouth. And think about this. Anybody in the world would be excited about reeling it in. He hands the rod back to me, and he goes, you reel it in. Like almost like it's no big deal. I just want to show you guys that I can catch a fish too. And I guess he could. So, you know, I reel him in. I show everyone a couple photos, release him back in because that's what we do. Mike goes back to birding. Frank goes back to fishing. Don goes back to guiding. Well, life doesn't get better than this. You're birding, fishing, friendship, kayaking with just good buddies, good comrades in arms, and way to say it. Now, we paddle back because we're going to have lunch at the gazebo on the lake. Well, there's laughter. Of course, there's stories. Not that I would ever exaggerate a story, because by the way, the story I'm about to share with you is no exaggeration. But, you know, with me, when I'm with my friends, some of them might tell you that I might exaggerate a story. Well, Don begins to tell me a story, which is a true story, about mute swans and cygnets down the cove of a lake. So I simply excuse myself. I grab my kayak. Remember, camera in hand, tripod, because we always were filming for Joey B TV somewhere. And that's JoeyB.TV. You can go watch it, but not now because, boy, do I have a story for you. Well, I paddled down the cove that Don was talking about. I'm about 100 yards away, and on the shore there was a drake, that's the male, the hen, the female, and two cygnets. The drake takes off and he flies directly at me. You could hear his 7.5-foot wingtips hitting the water and the noise. And all I can describe it, because in my mind to this day, you just heard, and it was like the noise of the wings, the noise of the air hitting the water, the noise of his wingtips hitting the water. Now I'm filming all this in the process until I realize he is going to crash into me. This mute swan crashed into the front of my kayak at full speed. At the last impact moment, I crouched down into my kayak. If he hit me, no, there's no exaggeration, he would have broken my back. This had to hurt him, but to protect his young, remember, and hey, think about this, I'm a man in the wild and I'm always trying to be safe distances away from animals, and I was a safe distance from his brood, to me in my mind, but obviously not to him in his mind. In an instant from hitting that, now you think about if you just ran into something, as you were running as hard, as fast as you could, and you ran into it with your head, I'm saying in a second, he recovered. Swam a paddle length away from the side of my kayak, like literally right next to me, and he puffed up. It's like somebody had inflated his feathers. They were vibrating, and he was just constantly hissing. Again, an amazing thing to see and to hear this display. I was paddling slowly out of the cove. I was filming him, and I was talking to the Drake calmly going, hey, don't worry, guy, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to leave your family. This is safe. Just so we could hear a calming voice. You know, I don't speak mute Swanese, so I use my English voice. And I just continued to chat with him, and he continued to escort me. It was truly like a royal escort out of the cove. He stayed that paddle length away from me the entire time. Well, I was now in open water, and the mute swan continued his escort. I must have been like a half a mile from the cove now. And I decided, hey, I'm far enough away. I could begin to paddle a little faster just to separate myself from myself and the Drake. And I began to paddle a little faster, breathe a little easier, and then I heard, pff, pff. He was off flying again, and all of a sudden, bang, he smashed into the back of the kayak at full speed. Hey, I'm telling you, this had to hurt. And it was like him hitting it as if to say to me, come here again and I'll finish you off. Come here again and I'll give you the same. I was amazed at his parental protection. Well, I'm going to let you know that I still paddled at a good clip. I did not look back because I just said, hey, put some space between myself and the Drake. And I paddled all the way across the lake, yeah, good paddle, at a good clip. I paddled back to the gazebo, and they were all still telling stories. And I said to them, boy, do I have one for you. And they chimed in, what kind of tale do you have this time? Like with that friendship disbelief in their tone, just in a fun way. And I said to them, as soon as I clean out the mess in my shorts, figuratively speaking, of course, I said, I have a whopper to tell you. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.